Hey everybody, Jake here. I am doing a little intro for this. I'm going to keep it short because this is kind of late. I'm starting this edit a lot later than I wanted to. This is Frankencast. If you're new to the show, that means that all of the outtakes and cut bits that I have kept for the season, I'm going to combine into one horrific monster for you to listen to and enjoy, hopefully. This is going to be about half of what I have. The second one will be up on Patreon probably by the end of the week. I have a lot of work at my regular job this week because it's inventory, which means it's going to be a nightmare week. So hopefully Friday, if not sometime this weekend, the other one will be up for $1 patrons. Speaking of, you guys know the deal. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is website. HeyJakeAndJosh.com has the archives. The rest of the archives for Zio should be going up soon. I'm going to have to get Josh on that, but it does need to go up. You can email us at littleatus.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all of them. Leave us a rating and review if you like. Please and thanks. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the other Frankencast for this season and some Tattoo Teen Jailing Fighter from Beverly Hills. That's actually, when you hear this, the Monday that you hear this, which should be like the 5th, I think, we're going to be recording another episode of that. So there should be more Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills coming soon. I'm very excited about it. Not 100% sure what we're doing next. I think next week is to buy the numbers with Benny. So that should be real fun. I'm very excited about the existential crisis he's going to bring to our doorstep and visit upon us like a ghost of Christmas future. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys get to that. I hope you enjoy. I will see you later.
Big at it.
Get out. Jake? Get right out of town.
Oh no.
Are you stuck? Are you stuck in the giggles?
I might have done it again, Josh.
Alright, where are we at? I'll bring us through.
Here's my notes. You're gonna have to handle this. I'm crying. I'll hit the dog back.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be good. Okay. Also, I did like had a lot of like emotional leakage earlier when I was listening to Kesha. So thinking about pro wrestling, listening to Kesha is a rough mix. Someone put a like the lead up to this CZW deathmatch feud between this guy named Matt Tremont and Onita. Who's like
I think I've heard of Matt Tremont.
I think I've heard the name, and I've definitely heard of Onita as like a deathmatch guy. And he's a deathmatch like king. And it was just like set to Kesha's praying. And it was like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. This man killing himself for this thing that he loves to fight his hero in a professional wrestling deathmatch. So, you know, that's what my day was.
And I had a nice pasta dinner.
Okay.
With Natasha. It was nice.
Nice.
That was so close to coming out during it.
Good. I love coughing so much.
I love it so much. It's my favorite. I hope I do it forever.
I'm so glad it's the only thing I could seem to do.
Just like so much phlegm still in there. It's so gross.
Wow, that's the loudest train I've ever heard in my life. You got any more? You good? Is that going or am I hearing things?
I just heard it too, yeah.
Jesus Christ, train, shut the fuck up.
We get it. You're going on the rails.
You're on a train. It's your only fucking job is
to
be on the rails.
You can only go one way.
Are we,
That's a lot of different noises.
That's a lot of noises happening. Hey, look, just steal a car or don't.
Oh, it's straight across. I can see the headlights flashing.
Jesus.
It's done.
Thank goodness.
For now. It'll happen again in a minute. Oh, it always happens in, like, fours.
Yeah. What's I even talking about?
I was trying to make, like, a Jaws joke. I was trying to remember the Jaws theme. And I just had Halloween stuck in my head.
Because you watched that last night.
Yeah, and so it just...
How'd you like it?
I just defaulted to Morphin Time.
Just go with what's easy. Go.
I didn't really.
No?
No, it was... It's supposed to be like real tense.
Yeah.
And like build up to everything, but it's just like nothing happens.
Can I give you the secret?
They see him and then he's gone for like an hour and a half.
Can I give you the secret to Halloween, the first one?
Yes.
When it was made in 1973, 4, whenever it was made, it was so teenagers could watch it and make out. So there's a lot of boring parts that teenagers could make out during it.
It also had a budget, I guess, of $7.
It was, yeah, it was done on the cheap. It was, John Carpenter, like, doing his best.
Yeah, Latasha was telling me they filmed it in the summer, but it's set at Halloween.
Yeah.
And so all the leaves on the ground are like leaves that they bought at a craft store.
That's crazy.
And from one take, like one scene to the next, they like would spread the leaves out and then they would have to pick them up next location.
You'd think they would just postpone filming a couple months. Seems like it would save a lot of money that way.
Nope. Not like then, then you can't release it to the next year.
Oh, I guess that's... Well, it's not... They didn't film it in the summer and then release it that October anyway.
I guess that's true.
It would have been 3 less months to edit, and yeah,
I don't know how Hollywood works.
It doesn't... If you film a movie, you got at least a year before it comes out. also, it's a lot of work to just, like... You could just wait 3 months. It's not like any of those kids were busy. They were no names. Like, yeah. I was introducing Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Come on, Carpenter. Where are you filming that?
Friday the 13th was just the same way. It was just like...
Friday the 13th is not great.
It was nothing.
New Night.
It was literally just like death scene to death scene with no connective tissue or meat at all.
I don't know if it's the second or the third one that's pretty good. New Nightmare is my favorite. Wes Craven's New Nightmare is really good.
I didn't mind Nightmare on Elm Street. I thought that one was okay.
You said Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing happens in that one.
No. 10 people die, but that is literally all.
That's like, it. I think number two, Jason Takes Manhattan?
No, that's the fourth.
That's the fourth one?
Yeah.
That was Buck Wild.
Number two is the first one with Jason.
Where Jason is the killer, yeah. Well, he's in the first one. He just tries to warn him, more or less.
Yeah. Well, no, he is, I guess, technically dead because he drowned in the lake. And his mom is, like, schizophrenic and is hearing him telling her to kill them.
Yeah.
And at the very end of the movie, when Alice, the last girl, is out on a canoe in the lake, he like jumps out and pulls her into the water.
That's weird.
That is the only time you see Jason in the first movie.
Jason Takes Manhattan is crazy and pretty bad. And then Jason X is a wonderful.
See, that's what I said. I was like, Jason X is
garbage.
It's a much better movie than Friday the 13th.
It's so crazy. The Nightmare on Elm Street. The first one is fine. The second one's pretty bad. And then New Nightmare is my favorite.
Yeah.
And then all of the Child's Plays can fuck right off. Yeah. So that's that.
That's been Horror Minute.
It's good Bobo talk. Hey, welcome to the Frankencast, everybody. We talked about this in October. And you're hearing it in March, I think. So what is that?
Yeah.
Welcome from the past.
Kimberly is replaced by Kat. Those lists are all stupid and suck.
Bull. They are all bull honky and they suck.
The actors weren't paid a lot. Yeah, no shit.
We know. We all know. I saw one the other day that was like, and like, Power Rangers, the Twitter account run by Power Rangers.
Yeah.
What, like, commented on it. I was like, only real friends knew all these. Most of those facts were wrong. They were like, it originally started 7 years. Chaim Saban tried selling it 7 years earlier, but nobody would buy it because it was called Dino Rangers. It's like, motherfucker? Dino Rangers, referring to Zuranger, was only 1 year. They weren't dinosaurs before then. Idiots. They were called Galaxy Rangers. Crack a book.
It's just like there's so many moons, so that just one more mentality is just so great.
Yesterday,
I
was like, I have to edit. I have to go edit. I'm just going to get one more moon. And then that became, okay, just 5 more minutes, and however many moons I get in that time, I'll do. And then that became, oh, it's been an hour?
Yeah.
Oops. I should go. Because... You can just keep going and getting moons forever.
You don't ever have to stop. Well, you have to stop at 999.
I mean, you can still get more, but they just won't register, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you buy them until you have 999 and then you find them, you still get them. More. Just the counter stops. The counter maxes out.
Can't even imagine that. People have already done that. People have already beaten the game twice.
Griffin McElroy's already done that.
He plays games for a living.
That's true. I guess he has an advantage.
Yeah.
It is Holiday Brew.
Ah.
It's just regular Mountain Dew and Code Red together.
That sounds like a nightmare.
I like it.
Well,
the first one I had, I was like, I don't know if that's too much. And then I kept getting them, so I guess it's not.
I guess not. Scoot also likes it. I can't really... I think the headache I have is from the soda I had today.
Very good. Tastes just like blueberries. Cherry tea, just like Tussin. Like angry medicine.
Which is the first draft of that Bon Jovi song.
Angry medicine. No. Mad medicine? That's close.
Oh, getting closer. What if it's just like a bad medicine? Oh. John, I think we've got it.
Your love is like angry medicine.
Fun.
Angry medicine is what you need.
Is what I need. Hold on, let me get to it. Can you load? My favorite thing about having more than five emails attached to this phone is that it negs me every time I open the app. Which is great. It's like, it works really good with five. And I'm like, yeah, and I have six. I know. It's like, okay, cool. Next time I open it, it's like, man, if only you had like five, this would be a real good app. Why? What's the difference, Dink?
Wait, so once you go down to five?
If you have, it works best with five or less accounts.
Oh, okay.
And I have six, and literally every time I open it, it's like,
you're doing too much.
Get a little greedy. Yeah, I do just want to eat all those emails up. Where did we stop? Did we do Nicole and Taylor on this one?
I don't know. Let's just do them again.
Let's do them again.
It's always that little overlap so that you know.
Yeah.
You can stitch them all together if you want. The flashback that they show while he's explaining this to Leo is her, like, taking his hat and goofing off.
I'm going to take it again.
Why did you phone yourself in the face?
I went to an itch right now. It was an involved. It's a real solid hit. Ow. This episode's cursed. I'm fucking dying over here.
It's because you said Romanche.
That was it. I put a pox on this episode.
Poxcast.
Right. No, we can't.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
All right. Hold on. All right, go ahead. Wow, it's a lot of alarms.
That's at least two.
It's not like they're competing. Oh, maybe that's a third?
This is Cesaro's entrance music. His old one. Weird that he has that James Bond.
Like, but it's not James Bond gimmick, music.
But it's just like.
Yeah, you remember all those classic James Bond songs? Where it's like, Goldfinger. So here's something horrible. You know how Combusken is like a little chicken egg penis?
This is a big chicken penis, yeah.
So here's, Shannon said between Blaziken and Pokken Tournament and that, they need a phallic-free break. And the person we were talking to is like, wait, what's wrong with Blaziken? Have you seen Blaziken and Pokken Tournament?
Oh, no. No, Jake, I can see it from here. No.
He's got a big weird feather boner.
Why does this chicken man have a hard-on bulge?
He's packing some heat.
Who? Okay. So this little feather riff is like part of the artwork, which, like, I guess maybe you could use that to show where one leg ends and one starts.
Sure.
Why?
Why did they render it lovingly?
Who carefully rendered this feather penis?
A pervert is who did that. Probably. Yeah, it's very bad.
One of the dragons from Gen 5, I think it's Reshiram, the white one, Reshiram, also has, like, a penis tuft. And I don't know why that's a choice anyone ever has made.
Like, just don't. Just don't. Especially because the legendaries are agendered.
Yeah.
So just don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it was, what, like a little tuft of feather?
Yeah.
It's just a dick.
It's like a big, giant penis?
He just has a big dick. Let me pull it.
Hey, sorry, blooper reel. Sorry we got nasty on this one. That's a boner. That's like when a dog gets a boner.
Who drew that on there? Oh, this design is missing something.
They did it, and they were like, needs one more thing. What if he had, like, a shark fin for a penis, but feathers? And then a bunch of people went, sounds good. I approve of this design. You know, for kids.
I don't get it.
We start off with Damon doing some work. He's fixing things in a panel somewhere on the ship. He's got headphones in. I don't know. Is that plane in my house?
Yep.
We are cursed. Just gonna let fucking Air Mickey over here.
Oh, well, that was a mistake. If my chin hit it, so I turned it, and then my nose hit it. There's just no sweet spot.
Nope. All right. Just start over. Thank you both for supporting the show. And again, if you would like to,
you have a beer?
I have a beer. One beer. Jake showed up to play. He wants to turn up the volume. You're like wicked far away from your mic.
Well, right now.
Okay, I didn't know if that was...
I reached back to drink a delicious Mountain Dew.
It's the taste of a new generation.
Refreshing.
You tried that Mountain Dew Ice yet?
I did. It's just Sprite.
That's fair.
I didn't finish it. I'm over Sprite. I've been over Sprite for a long time.
Every once in a while, I'm like, I could go for a Sprite because I just want like a soda that will fight back. But also, I only drink soda every other month. And if I'm doing that, I'm going to have Vanilla Coke. I'm going to treat myself. I don't know if you saw. There is they're doing the shattered grid thing for the comics right now.
Yeah.
One of the covers is just...
Is
the babies. And
the, like, Ranger babies.
Fucking Mullet Kid is right front and center. The year of our Lord, 2017, Mullet Kid gets a cover.
I can't tell that picture if he has the mullet, though.
I don't know. I feel like he does.
I mean, he has to. It's canon.
It's the only way. Nothing else makes sense. I mean, I guess
if they want to just ignore all of Power Rangers canon and make sure he doesn't have a mullet, that's fine.
If that's what they got to jettison to make the rest of it work.
I already don't read the book, so.
Yeah, that's same. I just can't believe they were like, you know, it would be a real great cover. Mullet Kid.
You know what everybody loved about season 3
Everyone's
of Power Rangers?
Everyone's favorite arc, the Alien Rangers. Wish I could dunk them in a fucking space dumpster and throw them on the moon for 10,000 years.
Would they be bad guys when they came out?
I hope so.
That would kind of rule.
That would.
I was thinking while we were watching this episode, has there ever been the, like, Batman situation where the people think the Power Rangers are the bad guys? Has that ever happened in Power Rangers?
Probably not yet.
I don't think it's happened... that we've seen.
Maybe. I know that in Time Force that's like kind of a thing because there's like a whole like group of people that they're trying to be like, these are the city's protectors, and like they're just vigilantes, so they're trying to get that going, but I don't know if the people ever like turn
just
on the Power
straight
Rangers.
Up think they're the bad guys.
Would be a good idea for a show.
Would be very interesting.
A lot of good ideas for Power Rangers shows that are just like floating out in the air.
Instead, they just keep doing the same
ideas. They just keep doing Power Rangers. The only difference now is that now everyone's hot.
Right, these teens are actually hot 20-somethings.
Yeah, they used to just be regular 20-somethings, and now they are just like aggressively attractive. I was talking with Shannon the other day because Christy Ann, who is the current Pink Ranger, posted a Valentine's picture, and I was like, I would like to report my murder. And then we were just talking about how, like, when we were watching Turbo, I was like, man, look at TJ's abs. They're so good. And also, Carone's very pretty. And now it's like, now they're all like that. Now they're all beautiful and have abs.
Oh, no, they're hot.
Everyone's hot with abs now. And like the every year, at least for the past like 2 years, or I guess like since right after Megaforce, Dino Charge, starting with Dino Charge, like it just keeps popping up, like all of the guys of that like Power Ranger team are just like, here's a picture of all of us comparing abs. It's like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing over there?
I actually have 8 abs.
I've got a 9-pack.
I've got that one extra one just floating in there.
This one's just in case one of them breaks down. I can switch it out real quick. Send it back to the shop because they're robots.
Fix it up there.
Bring it back here.